You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Smartphones and on-demand apps are changing the way people work across this country. They've created this so-called gig economy. But what if your job is already part of the gig economy and was well before smartphones? Well, then, goes the thinking, these new apps give independent practitioners more flexibility and control and easier ways to find clients. One example, Glam App. It lets you book an in-home hairstylist, a makeup artist, or a manicurist, sometimes within the hour. The year-old app is the brainchild of Cara Santana, an actress, and Joey Maloof, a hair and makeup stylist. It's operating in 20 cities across the U.S. Cara and Joey are here now. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
We're already in unison.
This is what happens when you own a business together for a year.
I was going to say, clearly you have a great working relationship.
We do. We're also great friends, so I think the two really feed well off of one another.
All right. Well, so let's start with the founding, in fact. Cara, you guys don't have tech backgrounds. How did you decide to launch an app?
It's actually
You're
scary.
You're laughing at how much of a tech background you don't have.
Yeah, no, because it's actually really frightening to think that two people who have absolutely no business or tech experience started a tech company. But we did. I'm an actress. That's my background. And I wanted to create something that gave the everyday woman the feel of luxury Hollywood glamour. And I called Joey, and I really wanted to legitimize the business by having someone who really understood the plight of the freelance hair, makeup, and nail artist. And I brought him in, and I think he was a bit reluctant at first, but then after he sat on the idea, we decided that we could really create something that was equally advantageous for both consumer and provider and allow everyday women to have the ability for on-demand, affordable luxury beauty.
Right. And so what does I know that scheduling can be a really hard thing for an independent contractor and a freelancer. What do the stylists get out of this in terms of finding clients or avoiding working for a salon or cutting out the middleman?
Well, when Cara approached me with the idea, I took myself back to beauty school and I thought to myself, what would I want from an app like this? And the newer age of stylists, like, you know, kind of just want to work for themselves and, like, kind of work on a freelance basis.
And unlike salons, we take 10% commission from our stylists. So they're, in essence, keeping 90% as opposed to a salon, which takes 40 to 60% because they have to pay the cost of overhead. And we don't have to do that because you're getting your service done in the quality of your client's home.
What's the potential downside, do you think, for a stylist being on that gig economy? Is it stressful for them to have to be available, you know, within 30 minutes to an hour?
Honestly, it's way less stressful because things like this didn't exist when I was a stylist, and being a freelance stylist is hard. I kind of just, you know, the struggle was real and I just went with it. But to find a hair and makeup agent or an agent of any kind, you know, it's really difficult. And, you know, they're taking 20%, charging the client another 20%. So that's 40% out of the money that you're making. And by the time you got there, you're starving and you have bills to pay and, you know, credit cards that you've charged. So I just really think that it makes their life so much easier and so much less stressful.
What's your competition?
Well, we don't really see any of the other apps as competition necessarily. Like I said, they're all, I guess, similar in style, but what we do is very unique.
So then is your primary competition still the salon?
I wouldn't say that either because I think, I mean, you laugh, but I mean, I'm not
trying. Because you're fixing it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be cute and kitschy, but it's just like people who are going to go get their hair cut and colored are always going to go to a salon.
For sure.
People are going to get their hair styled and people are going to get their makeup done at home and people are going to get a polish change at home. They don't want to go to the salon. So I don't see the salon as competition either. I feel like we've carved out a niche and, you know, we're driving our own force and we're sort of pioneers in that way.
And it really just allows the stylist to stay creative and just focus on their craft.
That's Cara Santana and Joey Maloof, founders and friends behind the Glam app. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.